Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One very welcome development. Joe Biden has overturned the cruel Trump policy that would have thrown 3 million people off of food stamps and 1 million kids from free school meals. He overturned that Trump policy. SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Trump was opposed to it. They're going to throw 3 million people off of food stamps and 1 million kids from getting school lunches. Biden overturned that. You know, a few months ago, Biden also overturned another Trump cruel rule. It took away food stamps from 700,000 people who didn't meet work requirements. Trump tied food to work. Problem was, some people couldn't find jobs. Some women without a lot of education, single moms with a few kids at home, say a 2- and a 4-year-old. Maybe there's a $10 an hour, $12 an hour job available, even a $15 an hour job. Who's going to watch the kids? You can't leave a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old home alone. You just can't. That's child abuse. They'd be arrested, and they should. Good moms wouldn't do that anyway. Some people might have a sister or a mom or a grandmom or a good friend, but not everybody. Not everybody. You know, tying food and medical care to work is wrong. I mean, people are human beings. People innately want to work. They don't like being dependent. And the fact is that Trump basically punished people by withholding food, withholding medical care, Medicaid eligibility, wherever he could, to incentivize them, to get them so afraid, because they were afraid of not being able to feed their families or feed themselves, get medical care. Supposed to go out, and even if they couldn't find a job, do what they could to find one. Then their child care, well, deal with it. He overturned all of that. Thank God, Biden. So now there are going to be 3 million people still on food stamps who need it, and 1 million kids on free school lunches. For one thing, farmers like that program a lot, because what it does is it buys American agriculture. Secondly, it feeds people who need feeding. And on the work requirement, there are plenty of work requirements built in on a lot of things, keeping unemployment comp, that kind of thing, looking for jobs. People in general, human nature, does not want to be dependent. There's another development that occurred. Ocasio-Cortez attacked Schumer and the Democrats and Biden for, quote, wasting time in infrastructure talks. Okay? Wasting time in infrastructure talks. She's impatient that they haven't been able to do a deal. She said, let's just do budget reconciliation. Let's just do budget reconciliation and get it done. Okay, word to Ocasio-Cortez. Budget reconciliation means we need all 50 Democrats and Kamala Harris. We don't have Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin will not vote for the infrastructure package. In addition to SB1, he won't vote for it as it's presently constituted. And he also won't vote to suspend the filibuster, even on an individual vote alone, as Moscow Mitch did. And if Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer thought that they could put through infrastructure now and get 50 votes in Kamala Harris, they would have done it a long time ago. So this penchant for progressives to attack Democratic leaders, very rarely attack Republican leaders in the same way they do. Very rarely. Very, very rarely. They take it for granted. But these constant attacks have got to stop. If she has something constructive to say to Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, communicate it privately. She can do it. And there's a significant question in my mind. You know, we have various caucuses in the Democratic Party at the state and federal level. And they tend to be ethnic and gender caucuses and racial caucuses. And I don't think those are good either. But we have a progressive caucus. The Progressive Party is increasingly a separate political party that votes with the Democratic Party 80% of the time. It's very important, 90%, but not 100%. And basically, it exists as a caucus within the Democratic Party and plans primaries against establishment Democrats. Why does a political party like the Democratic Party tolerate another party as a caucus in its own party? It's a separate party. It's a separate party. And if they're going to run as Democrats, because they'd never get elected as progressives, then you know something? Act like Democrats. Don't continue to attack the Democratic leadership. And don't keep primarying good Democratic representatives, because you will win some of them and your people will be marginalized. And you're not accomplishing anything. This country and the mainstream Democrats are not going to tolerate a party that is run by the far left of the Democratic Party to the point where it isn't in the Democratic Party. One other piece of, I think, very good news, Biden's experience in foreign policy is showing. Iran is sending a couple of ships, perhaps carrying missiles, to Venezuela and Cuba. Believe it or not, Iran has not sent ships into the Atlantic Ocean in the past. It's sort of basic. I mean, Europe was sending them in the 15th century. Columbus did cross the Atlantic. Iran, in its location, is not going to be permitted anywhere near any canals. So what they did is they went around Africa. Went around Africa, and they came up, and now they've rounded Cape Town, and they're on the way to Venezuela and Cuba with missiles. Now, what do you do with that? Biden has told Venezuela and Cuba to turn away any Iranian ships and not offload missiles. This reminds me of kind of a Monty Python version of the Cuba Missile Crisis. Foreign ships, adversaries of ours, want to offload missiles in Venezuela and Cuba. And these people are ragamuffins, basically. Now, there's a lot of things we could do. We could sink the Iranian ships. Well, that's an act of war, although conveying missiles to our adversaries, those close to our border, is an act of war also. Or we can put intense pressure on Venezuela and Cuba. There's some indication that Venezuela, at least, is looking on this as a negotiating ploy to ease some of the sanctions against them. Venezuela at one time was the wealthiest country in South America. I know people from Venezuela, great country, great people. And the minute it went socialist the way it did, and I'm not talking about socialism like Denmark and Sweden, which have the benefit of having their defense paid for by free by the United States, because their real defense is the nuclear umbrella. Otherwise, they'd all be speaking Russian right now, and they can do a lot of things socially. I'm talking about a real bad economy. Real bad economy. And that's what's happening down there. And frankly, we've got to restore enlightened capitalism to Venezuela and Cuba. We're not going to do it in the immediate future, but we can't let Iranian ships offload missiles. We have to blockade them, board them. If they fire on us, we fire back. But that is what is happening. And fortunately, Biden has stood tall. Fortunately, Biden has stood tall. Going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get right back to you after the break. Our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.